Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder and the chairman of BNI, Business Network International, BNI.com. There is a networking, a BNI networking group near you that you can join. You go to BNI.com, you can find them on their website. If there's not one, you can find out how to start one, and I recommend that you do that. Ivan, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about networking. What are some of the things you've been working on lately on networking?
Well, you know, actually, you'll love this. I have a new book.
Really? Imagine that.
Yeah. It's called Room Full of Referrals. And it's really about...
I don't have that book, by the way.
No, I need to get that out to you. I'll make sure it's sent to you today.
My heart is broken, Ivan.
Well, it comes out this month. So,
okay. All right. I'll cut you some slack on that one then.
All right. It's called Room Full of Referrals, and it's about behavioral styles. Are you familiar with behavior styles like disc instruments, drive, and
booking? Yes, the personality profile kind of things. Yeah.
Exactly, and this is similar, but it looks at it strictly from the referral perspective. People that want to generate business through referrals and the different styles that exist for behavior profiling.
Is this profiling the person who's asking for a profile for a referral, or a person who's being asked for the referral?
Well, both. But you first have to start with yourself. You have to understand your style, your approach, before you can really observe or understand anybody else. And so, what we do with the book is we begin with having someone take their own test, their own instrument, to assess what kind of style they are. And there are four different styles in the book. A go-getter, mm-hmm. somebody which would be similar to a high D, very assertive.
Right.
A promoter, somebody...
I don't know many people like that, though, do you?
Yeah.
I don't know too many Ds. They're rare, aren't they?
Small business people probably the majority of...
No talk show hosts, that's for sure. Go ahead.
Definitely the talk show hosts. Promoter's the high I... an examiner and a nurturer, that's your high S and high C. And what we try to do is look at it from the perspective of referrals. If you want referrals, if you understand the people you're working with,
mm-hmm.
you understand what motivates them more, mm-hmm. what excites them more, how
to communicate, and what makes them uncomfortable.
And what makes them uncomfortable, that's right.
I think that's an undervalued indicator that you really should pay attention to. Don't you think when you're asking for referrals?
Very true, absolutely. Because if you go to a go-getter, which, as you know, you pointed out, a lot of people are go-getters who are entrepreneurs and business people, and radio talk show hosts. if you go to them and you say, okay, I'm coming with a 50-page report with an analysis of why you should do this, you know, their eyes glaze over and they say, no, give me the Reader's Digest version. I don't need all that.
Right.
On the other hand, if you go to an examiner and you ask them, you give them the big picture and tell them the general benefits and you don't come with details, they're going to say, I can't make a decision based on this. I need a lot more detail.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, by understanding somebody's style, you're better able to work with them, better able to refer them.
So what you're saying is you need to... You need to know a little bit about yourself because that's how you're coming across.
Yes.
So you need to sort of put yourself in, not only know whether you're a D or an I, S or a C or whatever, but also know how you're coming across to them, how you're manifesting. And then the person you're calling on, you're asking for a referral, apply those same traits of that D, the traits of an I, the traits of a C. Apply the traits to what you're trying to ask them for to know how to make your request.
Yes, and there are some pretty consistent traits that you see.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you know, go-getters are very focused. They have an outcome that they're looking for, and they go after it. have the ability to keep conversations centered around whatever it is that they want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Promoters tend to attract people with a lot of energy. You know, they're high energy people. They love meeting new people. They're almost always an extrovert.
Right.
Nurturers like to make other people feel comfortable. They like to take care of people.
Mm-hmm.
Examiners.
They're unconfrontational.
Yeah, definitely non-confrontational.
Mm-hmm. Which means that they probably don't suffer D's gladly or for very long.
Well, you know, the high are you talking about nurturers?
Yeah.
Yeah, nurturers do not. They do not get along well with high D's.
Except for D's that understand that and dial it back a little bit.
Well, see, that's one of the reasons why it's good to understand profiles, because there are many times that we meet people and we go, I just don't like that guy. You know, I couldn't work with that person.
Right.
But to understand their behavioral style, it's easier to understand how to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, if you want to be successful in business, it's important to surround yourself
mm-hmm.
with people that have profiles you don't, because they have different strengths and weaknesses. I mean, every good entrepreneur should have a really strong accountant on their team, right?
Right.
And I can pretty much guarantee you those two people have different profiles.
Yeah. Make sure you got some people around you. If you wear paisley and pink, make sure there's somebody around you who wears gray and brown. Hey, so in this book that's coming out, A Room Full of Referrals.
Yes.
Do you use the DISC method solely to help people apply that to referral opportunities?
We do use what's called a semantic differential question form, mm-hmm. which helps people determine what their behavioral style is.
All right, and that's out this month, right?
It is.
All right.
It's available at Amazon.com.
Quick break, 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blessing, and right back with Ivan Meisner. More to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.